Welcome, everyone. This is Let's Create a Better World. And that song tells it all, that we are the world. In fact, today's show is going to tell you that the world is changing. For many years, it's been a man's world. James Brown had a song called This is a Man's World. And it was, and up to now, it has been. However, this is now the age of the goddess. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the fact that it's the awakening of the feminine power. We're going to talk about the new earth, because women are coming in the fore. Women are all over the world getting into social media. They're getting the word out. They're protesting. They're doing so many things. And today's guest, Veronica Gabrielle, will be talking about the spiritual side of the age of the goddess and the feminine power and the new earth that we're approaching right now. I'm Bobby Elias, your host and executive director of Let's Create a Better World. You, as you see, we're on every Wednesday at 5 o'clock Eastern Time, 2 o'clock Pacific Time. All right. That last title, The Birthing of the New Earth. That's the third part we're going to get into. Also, next week, Mother's Day is going to be on a Sunday, and a few days after that, on a Wednesday, we will be doing a show with Jane Bellows Mitchell, longtime activist, news reporter, broadcaster, to be helping me talk about the issues going on with women's movement, the abuse that women have been going through, and the new movement of women everywhere around the world. That's going to be a great show, so be sure to tune in next Wednesday. All right. Today's show is going to be about these three topics, and I'm going to first get Veronica Gabrielle on the show, and then we're going to start one by one. Veronica, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bobby. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So let's start with the age of the goddess, your take on that and what you have to tell our listeners, because this is a new era, a new time. Go ahead.
Well, it's a new beginning. We have moved into the beginning of a new millennium. So this is a new era in which a new world is being born. And the millennium is a period of serenity, joy, and happiness. It's a new beginning. It's a golden age of prosperity. It's a new era of love and peace. So the destruction within ourselves of everything breaking down, crumbling, has to take place. It's a collapse, and we're feeling it. The old has to collapse in order for the new to emerge. We have to transcend and transmute to a higher vibrational frequency which is the higher octave of life, of light. You cannot take any part of the old into this new state. This new state is already complete. The old will no longer serve us. So it's not the end of the world. It's the end of fear and the beginning of the awareness of love. Your thoughts are being reversed. We have to be gentle with ourselves as you travel beyond the physical to the spiritual. Your birthing is taking place. And in any birth process, there is brief pain followed by great joy. We have to be willing to see differently, live differently, and think differently. Do not give up in the face of adversity. Remain steadfast despite the opposition. Your true self cannot manifest where there's turmoil. You are taking up residence in your natural home of light. You're taking up residence in the source creator that gave you life. Please try not to interfere. Love is with you and will not abandon you. You came from love, you're evolving through love, and you will return to love. And again, let nothing interfere with your progress. Let nothing that relates to bodily thoughts delay your homecoming. Your true self does not cherish the illusion you hold about yourself. Illusions are beliefs in what is not real. And what is not real is what we have made that we think is real. Fear is unreal. Love is real. We have to be willing to release your mind from chains so you can be home in your natural environment of love. We each have to face our dysfunction and transmute it through the power of love. There's no other way. Leave an open space within your mind where love can enter. Love waits on welcome. It cannot enter where it is not welcome. Again, the earth is moving. We're evolving into the next stage of its development called higher consciousness. So it's another cycle in our development. And Mother Earth moves in order to cleanse and recycle her materials. And this is why we are experiencing a cleansing, a purging from our system, a clearing away of all dense energies and raising our vibration. And thoughts of vibration. So we're going from fear to love, from unawareness to awareness. And awareness is the key to transformation. Your script is already written for you. The script that you have made can no longer serve you. Let it go. Let go and let the light in. We're liberating ourselves from the clutches of a dense field of energy. Spiritual awakening seems to be a giving up of something. Consciousness creator does not want to take from us the little that we have. How can you give up what never existed? You're giving up the belief in lack and limitation. You're giving up the separated false self that we call the ego or the separated personality self. That imposter self does not know you and has nothing to offer. Beliefs in lack and limitation is a belief in illusions, deceptions. And we have been deceived by the form. We all bought into man-made rules and ideas. And as this energy comes in, it's the feminine, it's the goddess within us. So, and again, as I said earlier, there's a birthing is taking place. And again, as in any birth process, there is brief pain followed by great joy. And the awakening begins with investing in the real world. And by this, you will learn to reinvest in yourself. You must learn the cost of sleeping. Humanity has been asleep for much too long, dreaming that things like money, power, profit, prestige, and pleasure can satisfy us. And when we discover it cannot, it's a nightmare. Yeah. The awakened mind knows the truth. You are awakening to the truth of what you are. You are already perfect, whole, and complete. Your true self has never slept, and your true self is waiting to be seen. Your true self has never lost sight of you. Your true self knows where you belong. You belong to the family of light. Humanity has not fallen from grace. It has fallen asleep. We have fallen asleep, and we've been asleep for much too long. It's time to wake up and to awaken and remember. We need to practice daily. We need to have a spiritual practice. Nothing external to you can hurt or injure you. People have not affected our minds, regardless of their actions or reactions. They have no effect on you because there is no effect without a cause. Let them be hurtful and vicious and angry and upset, ranting and raving. It's an opportunity to recognize that it is your dream and you are the dreamer in the dream. So they are really giving you an opportunity to forgive, give up what you've made, exchange what you have made for what you already have and are. But the choice is up to each and every one of us. And this is why all distress is unforgiveness. Forgive yourself your own illusions and accept your rightful place as a co-creator. Use your mind in the right way. The way is not hard. It's just very different. Always is the way of pain, of which creator, the source that gave you life, knows nothing of. And our errors can be corrected. And we need to correct. Correction is for all who cannot see. Don't pretend to be something that you're not. You already are everything. So it's a mystical marriage we have to go through. A global awakening is taking place. You're crossing the bridge from fragmented consciousness to total consciousness. You want the honey, the sweetness of eternal life. Remain open to a mystical revelation of what is being born. It's a new world, a new era of love and peace. It's the golden age of prosperity. And we are being forced to look inward.
Veronica, let me let our listeners know that we are speaking to Veronica Gabriel here on Let's Create a Better World. We're talking right now about the age of the goddess, the new awakening. And now we're going to get into the next subject. And this is all beautiful stuff. And next week we'll have a show not so much into the spiritual realm, but more about what's really happening to women all over the world now. What Veronica's talking about is the inner spiritual side of how women are changing, how the world is changing, how our next subject is awakening of the feminine energy. We're going to get into that right now. And at the end of the show, we may I'm in a group setting here with several people. And if any of the women here want to make a comment, they can. I'm over here at a health gathering, and we're listening to the show together, and I'm doing the show. So, Veronica, the next subject, awakening of the feminine energy, if you could get into that area right now. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, we are, all of us, you are, awakening to the recognition of what is real. What is real is what has been given to us. Love is real. What we've made is the illusion of what is not real and that's fear. And we were not created to be eaten by fear. You came from light, you're evolving through light, and you will return to light. So you are light awakening in a physical manifestation because you're heading into a new reality which will be superimposed upon the old. You're breaking the chains of conditioning. And it is a process of opening, trusting, and surrendering. You want to sense your release in the light because you are escaping from your sorry consequences. So we ask ourselves the question, do you want to be free? Freedom from illusions, freedom from man-made rules and ideas, freedom from what has provided you with a limited amount of comfort. Do you want to be free? The answer is yes. Then don't hold yourself hostage. Just as a bucket is filled drop by drop, you can transform your thoughts one thought at a time. Be willing to let go of historical time concepts and open your mind to your immaculate heart concept. And it's the longest journey we will take is from the head to the heart. And the heart of man is the mind of God. And the knowledge is already there within each and every one of us. And again, Mother Earth moves in order to cleanse. And this is why we're experiencing a cleansing, a purging from your system. And it is a process of pain followed by great joy, because you're raising your vibration, thoughts of vibration, an awakening up from within. So it's a quantum leap. And a quantum leap means to arrive suddenly at a destination without having traveled a path to get there, because we're already there. The essence of what you are and here to do is already within you, waiting to be accepted by you. There is no other way. Love is the way. We have to. Humanity has been asleep for much too long. So we have to go through this transformation. Raise your vibration. Raise your frequency. Trust in what does not change, the creative action of life. Wake up from the dream, your third dimensional nest, and realize that everything arises from and returns to the same source. And what is the same cannot be different. What is one cannot have separate parts. In the sameness, you discover the truth. I am you and you are me. We're all the same in content.
Great.
Form is always changing. Form is different. So awaken into the goddess, the feminine energy that is our true essence.
Beautiful. Veronica, we have someone had a comment here, and I want to say something about that. But first, let our listeners know that we are on Let's Create a Better World, speaking to Veronica Gabrielle about the age of the goddess, about the awakening of the feminine energy, and finally, the next subject will be the birthing of the new earth. But first, before I do that, a comment by someone. I know I've heard your meditations, and I've heard you, and I've got a chance to know you well. Some people think that some of the new age thing is maybe not quite with God or Christian. I know you're definitely speak about God quite a bit. Could you say just a few words on that before we go to the next subject, please?
Well, God is, when you say the word God, you're not referring to someone outside or out there. You're referring to your true self. God is an energy field of pure, unconditional love. No conditions attached. We are all pure, perfect, whole, and complete. And wholeness lacks nothing. We have separated ourselves from our true identity because we all bought into the illusion, man-made rules and ideas, which can no longer serve us. So we have to choose a different approach to life, one that is purposeful, fulfilling, meaningful, and office peace. And this is what we're heading into. It's a new era. It's a new world. It's a new millennium. You cannot change what is eternal. You came from light. You're evolving through light. You will return to light. All of our behavior is essentially motivated by needs. When you live in the awareness of what you are, all of your needs will be met. You are in need of nothing but the simple truth. You cannot lose your way when you walk in the awareness of your true identity. This is what humanity is facing now. We have to wake up. To thine own self be true. Resentment, hostility, alienation, selfishness, or all of that are deficiency diseases, and just about everyone is suffering from them. Resentment is compulsive attachment to a set of memories. If you can love, if you cannot love, you are not likely to remain in good health, because from a healthy mind comes a healthy body. And the best health insurance is love. And love is what we are. And you cannot dispute that. It's a fact. And you cannot be angry with a fact. So now we have to awaken to our hidden potential. Let the goddess within emerge.
Veronica, we've had some great guests on this show, and a number of the women have spoken with me about love, about how that is, because we are coming up with solutions on how can we create a better world. And to a woman, of the four or five women that I spoke to about it, all said that love is the answer. Now, before we go into that, let me just let our listeners know that this is Veronica Gabriel speaking about the age of the goddess and the awakening of the feminine energy. And now we're going to speak about the birthing of the new earth. But love is the answer. And we'll get into that more after you get to this, the birthing of the new earth. Go ahead, Veronica.
Well, we have to go through, as this birthing takes place, it's a radical shift in our perception, in how we see. You think with thought, you see with thought. And you want to see through eyes of love and not through eyes of fear. You want to see differently. It's a joke to think that time can circumvent eternity. Mother Earth is going to do what Mother Earth has to do. The divine Christ child is within each and every one of us. So we have to go through this mystical marriage where the bridegroom is claiming the bride. Our material wealth has exceeded our spiritual advancement. And it's now the moment for mankind to wake up and let your light shine. Bring in the light. You're growing with the vibe of love. And if you don't know what you are, what is the use of anything you do? Know the doer. So we have to roll up the carpet of the past, and all that you made will disappear. You want nothing that you've made because it's not of the light. Therefore, it's not real. So don't hide in the darkness by refusing to open your eyes. Let the light in. Let it be what it is, light. Light does not know form. Joy is your birthright, and it lasts forever. And you are forever and forever a whole, holy, complete thought. We are already perfect, whole, and complete.
That's
so
beautiful.
You have to go within. Go within. Do your spiritual practice every day by reestablishing a relationship with your true self, and let that energy steer you in the direction that you are to go. You cannot lose your way. The storehouse is full. Supply is unlimited. We are unlimited, eternal, immortal, forever and forever. You will be provided, sustained, and nourished, protected, and supported.
That's great. Veronica, there's some other things on this show that we've talked about, not only love, but we've talked about change, how change is coming in the future. It's now. The world is changing, and in your talk today, this is very evident that we're going through a period of major change. But we've talked about other forms of change on previous shows, you and I. And you have a great subject to talk about for next week. Give us a little hint about that, about consciousness. Can you just mention a few things about that right now, and then we can get back on to what we're doing for this show?
Okay, consciousness. Consciousness is God, creator, conscious of itself. Most of us are not consciously aware of what we are because we're seeing ourselves less than we truly are. Again, you are consciousness. You are love eternal. You have nothing to learn. You have nothing to do, just to remember what you are. I am consciousness. You came in with a specific function to fulfill your sacred contract. So fulfill it. The energy that is your true self, consciousness, will direct your every footstep. You cannot lose your way when you walk in light. Light is with you. Remember, your heart is pure to hold love, and your hands are strong to give it. Love is the expansion of consciousness, and we are here to evolve, to develop, to grow. And love we must extend. And again, love is the expansion of consciousness. Consciousness is your true self. Are we consciously aware? Most of us are not. Most of humanity has been asleep and dreaming that the externals are going to do it for us. The externals are not going to do it for us because it's based on man-made rules and ideas, and it can no longer serve us. So the whole system is collapsing. Let it collapse. You're moving into your mansion of light.
Well, that's great. We're Veronica, we're the next show that we do is going to be 4 weeks from, well, a month from now. It'll be the very first Wednesday of June. So, and that consciousness will be one of the issues, and we'll be talking about some more things. Let's talk about some other things. We talked about change in the past shows. We've talked about, there is a, and I want our listeners to know that next week I'm going to be talking about Jane Belez Mitchell. She's a real activist. She's a TV broadcaster, does special shows for CNN, and she has been on TV for many years. She's going to talk about the women's movement. She's a specialist in, as a vegan, she's also animal rights. But women, we're going to talk about all the things going on around the world. Trump is being sued by Stormy Daniels, the porn actress. Bill Cosby just got made guilty, and he's got to be probably going to prison. There's so many things going on, there's a Me Too crowd. It's women that have joined together. There's actresses, there's directors, there's women all over and around the world, too. Not only Europe, but some of these small countries, because this is the age of social media. So the word gets out. And women, there was a women's march a few weeks ago, and women all over the world, I believe 80 different marches outside the United States are demonstrations. So things are changing. Let's talk about more into how you see how the women's, everything you're saying, how it's changing, how it's going to change more and more, and how it's going to change. Let's get into that right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, change is, we've done a talk on change. Change is the nature of this universe, and change is moving forward. And we must have a change in thought style first, followed by again lifestyle. There is no other way. Again, change is the nature of this universe. You cannot see yourself as you truly are if you're seeing yourself less than you truly are. We are already perfect, whole, and complete. If something's complete, nothing's missing. So nothing is missing within us except the awareness of our true essence, love. So everything that we've made we have to change. We have to let it go because it's not real. It hasn't given us what we're yearning for. Infinite love, infinite peace, infinite wisdom, the truth of what we are. And again, change is the nature of this universe, and change is moving forward. So we're advancing into a greater awareness of what we are. And in order to do so, we have to be willing to let go of what has provided us with a limited amount of comfort and have a spiritual practice and know the truth of what you are. And the truth will set you free.
Veronica, we can talk about that. What I meant by change, and this is wonderful, but talking about how right now the women around the world spiritually and in every way, you've talked about the age of the goddess, and you've talked about the birthing of a new nation and the feminine power being stronger. How do you see the next few years, women spiritually, getting together with all these things that you're talking about? What do you see for the future of women in this world and how they're going to transform this world into a real feminine world? How do you see it in the next few years?
Because we're powerful and we're claiming, as women, we're claiming our power. Power means mental or moral efficacy. Efficacy is the power to produce an effect, effectiveness. Effect is to cause. To cause is to bring about. What do you want to bring about? A change in thought style first that will be followed by a change in lifestyle. So we have to go from the head to the heart. Intellectual time concepts can no longer serve us. We have to awaken to our immaculate concepts. And that's the feminine within us. And it's there within each and every one of us.
That's beautiful. Well, this is good. Veronica, other things to talk about as far as we've hit the age of the goddess. We've talked about the feminine energy, the powerful women that are getting there. We've talked about the birthing of a new age and a new earth. What else can we talk about where we can let women know what they can do individually in order to help make this all happen and move it in a strong way so we can really have women more spiritual, more strong, more proud of what they're doing, and more empowerment in this world? More on that, please.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's about us, again, claiming a forgotten power and knowing the truth of what we are, why we're here and what we're here to do. Truth does not change. What you are is changeless, eternal, forever and forever. So we have to trust in the creative action of life. We cannot trust in anything that we've made, and we cannot certainly no longer trust in man-made rules and ideas, but you can trust in the unchangeable self that is there within you. Trust means you are humble and obedient to the law of love. And we have violated the law. And when we violate the law, don't be surprised at anything that happens. Love is the law. And it's a law without an opposite. It has no opposite. So we have to return to our natural state of purity, the essence, the goddess that is the self, the feminine that is within each of us, the virgin, the purity of what we are. There's nowhere for us to go right now. We have to let go. You are infinite. Infinite is unlimited, unrestricted. You came from light, your true essence. You are timeless and free, eternal forever. Our self-made thoughts just weighs us down. Our selfish desires must be purified and cleansed. They keep plucking away at us. Bring in the light. Bring in the light. Bring in the light. Your true self, the essence, is the essence of purity and perfection. You know, a bird cannot fly, even if it's tied by a single thread. It's bound. It has to be set loose. So we have to cut the cord that's binding it so it can fly in freedom and joy. And this is what we're experiencing now. You want to claim your richness, your inner reality, your divine inheritance. Turn your back on the thought system of man and put your attention on the thoughts of a higher power that is within you so you can accept your inheritance, your wealth. Accept what belongs to you. There's nowhere for us to go. This is our coming home. Turn to the light. Again, a bird cannot fly, even if it's tied by a single thread. It's bound. Cut the cords that are binding you to a dense field of energy. Don't strangle yourself any longer. Let go of the things that prop you up and make you look good. Be good. The goodness is there within all of us. Nothing real ever dies. Only form changes. There are many different avenues. Just be willing to be led by the greatest of all leaders. Your true self knows where you belong. You cannot discover yourself while in bondage. There's no need to look back on the travesty we've made. We've all made errors, but errors can be corrected. Be humble and trust in the creative action of life. Have the courage, the bravery to step out and step up. It's your life, and your life is a gift to the world. And what the world needs now is people who have woken up. Let the energy that is your true self direct you. You cannot lose your way. What do I do? Someone may say, okay, I hear what you're saying, but what do I do? Well, be willing to undergo psychic surgery. Be willing to erase the blackboard and start with a clean slate. Be willing to undergo a purging from your system. Where do we go? Directly to the source who gave you life. And it's life eternal. You cannot change what is eternal. You can run, but you cannot hide. We all have to face our dysfunction and transmute it through the power of love. Let the energy that is your true self, the goddess within, direct your efforts. This is what we're facing now on this planet, and it's reached a critical mass.
Yes, it has. Veronica, we have a question from one of the people here. I'm the health get-together in Orange County, California, south of Los Angeles, and there's a gathering of people here, men and women, that want to improve their health. But one of the questions is, what can women do, what avenues can women do to make change for a purpose of their own self, right? Is that the question?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Okay, yeah. Okay, that's the question.
What avenues can women do to bring about that change?
To bring about a change, a better world, and their own self. Well, what can they do for their own personal self?
Okay. Well, again, and I think I might have said it earlier, you must have a change first in thought style, followed by a change in lifestyle, which means because we're in a universe of duality and that duality is built into the mind and there's two parts to us, there's love and there's fear, you're turning to love. You're not allowing fear to cripple you. You're bringing in the light. You're bringing in the light. You're returning to the light. You're returning to love. Love knows where you belong. You belong to love. Love is what you are. You cannot change what is eternal. So love yourself. No one's going to honor anything in you that you don't honor first. Honor and respect for you. Love you. And then others will also love you. There is no other. There's only one of us here. The truth is, if I am love, so is everyone else. The difference is, some of us are more aware than others. But you're not judging anyone for where they are. You're just extending that energy of love to everyone you meet because everyone else is you. You are limitless. You are unlimited, eternal, immortal, forever and forever. Love is forever and forever. You cannot change what is eternal. So every situation we find ourselves in are the effects of an internal cause. Cause is thought. Through your practice, spiritual practice, prayer and meditation, you're remembering what you are. You're going inward. You're harnessing the energy of what you are. What am I? I am love. That's a fact. And you cannot be angry with a fact. We all came from the same creator. So there's nowhere for us to go right now but home to love.
Beautiful.
So love you.
Veronica.
Love you. Veronica, honor you. Appreciate you. Delight in you.
So love is a major, major answer for some of the things that we're talking about. But next thing I'd like to talk about, and first let me let our listeners know that we are speaking with Veronica Gabriel about the age of the goddess and about women's empowerment that's happening in a more spiritual sense. Another thing I'd like to talk to you about is you have a new book, Undoing the Mind, is that the title? And tell us about the book title and a little bit about what you put in the book and why this is so important. I know it is important, but I want to hear from you to our listeners.
Well, the book is Ungluing the Mind, and you know, it's like that crazy glue. You know, we're so stuck in our own self-made thoughts of lack and limitation. Through your spiritual practice, you unglue in the mind so it can return to its natural state of purity, childlike innocence. And that innocence within us knows everything is already within us. Know thyself. It's the beginning of wisdom. The power of allowing, you're allowing yourself. No one can force you to undergo this process. Yeah. We have been successfully resisting it for a long time. But the stakes are very high now. Intense spiritual energy is impinging on each of us, pushing up all that we have been suppressing. Allow this evolutionary process to work within you, and the result will be nothing less than a miracle. And the miracle of life is there is a power within us. Claim your power, your natural power of love.
So claiming your power to the natural power of love is in some what you're saying. That's a good thought. We still have some more time, but for listeners that want to know about you or your book, or just your let us know your contact information. Don't say it too fast, nice and slow, however way you want people to reach you. Take your time and give us that right now, and then I have another thing that we can talk about as soon as you finish that.
Okay. I actually have two websites. One website is Veronica Gabriel, GABRIELLE.com. And my other website is Labarre, LABARRIERETREATS, Labarre Retreats at Yahoo.com. And Labarre Retreats is a nonprofit organization teaching education in living, not education for degrees. We all have them. Education in living. And you want to live the life you were created to live, a life that is purposeful, fulfilling, meaningful, and offers peace, where your life becomes an example and demonstration to others that there is a different approach to life.
Very good. Well said. Veronica, we've got about 4 minutes left for you to just give your last-minute thoughts and encouragement to everybody out there for what they can do and what's going on in the world. Just an overall four-minute summary of
your encouragement to the women and men in this world to make this a better world, in your words, please?
Well, just be. Being is love. That is what we are. Or die in the concept you have made of yourself. Love is a being that wants to be known. And it's a being without hands of feet, without hands and feet. Know thyself. To thine own self be true. Talk to your true self within. And when the inside is right, the outside will be right, because the inside is already right. There's nothing to fix. Just use the mind and the resources that you already have. So it's not somebody else that makes you suffer. It is you yourself that's suffering, because suffering comes from our attachment to the form. We're in a universe of form, and form is matter. It's subject to change. Form is always changing, but you cannot change what is eternal. Love is eternal, and love is drawn unto itself. Draw it to you like a magnet. So your task is not to seek for love, but to seek and find the blocks within yourself that you have built against it. Love is eternal. We are eternal beings filled with love and light. So be willing to let go of what you have made so you can remember what you already are. Love.
Veronica, we talk about that a lot on this show, and you've talked about it too, how we should treat every day like a brand new day, a brand new minute, a brand new world. Forget, let go of the past. We talk about letting go, and that's very important. Another 1 or 2 minutes on that part about how we should just let go and move into a whole new way of living and thinking. Your thoughts?
Well, letting go is very difficult for us, but what we have to do is let go of a delusional thought system that we have accepted as real, fear of fears, and let the light in. Let the essence that is your true self, your real thoughts, come into your awareness. When you look at someone, you're seeing them through eyes of love. When we look at someone or something, the first thing we do is the mind forms a mental concept. And concepts are ideas to which we give meaning of our own. So the minute we look on anything, we're giving it our own interpretation. And for most of us, our interpretations are based on some sort of fear, some sort of, oh, I don't like his hair, or I don't like her pants, or there's something we don't like. If you're seeing it in the other person, then it's in your own self. It's within you. And the only way to break up that crystallization in the mind is through a spiritual practice of going inward, prayer and meditation. There's no other way. You came from love, you're evolving through love, and you will return to love. So it's not about being blind to what others are doing. It's a call for healing and for help. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I know when someone is rude or unkind, but it does not impair my love for that person or lower him in my eyes. We are the same. And what is the same cannot change. We all came from the same offspring. We all came from love. So we have to be willing to let go of what we've made, which is a delusional thought system based on man-made rules and ideas that can no longer serve us. The system is corrupt. We have to choose a different approach, one that is purposeful, meaningful, and offers peace. And that's of a different reality.
Well, this is great, Veronica. Thank you so much for a great show on the new age, the women empowerment. Things are changing. And before you go, I want you to know what we're going to do next week, because the next week's show is about, will be right after Mother's Day. Or would it be right before? Let me think. It'll be right before Mother's Day, right. And so we're going to celebrate on the 9th of May, which is a Wednesday, about Mother's Day, which will be May 13th on a Sunday. We're going to talk about on the show next week about how women have been abused so much and how men, Bill Cosby, are paying for it. You have something to say on that?
And well, again, don't look at the form. We're in a universal form. Form is matter, which is subject to change. Don't look at the form and judge it as being bad, but expose the situation to the light. Whatever is exposed to light becomes light. We all have to face our dysfunction and transmute it through the power of love. And only love heals. So don't judge. He, she, whoever we are, we all have to face our own dysfunction. Face it and transmute it through the power of love. There's no other way. Love is the way. It's the only way. It's the right way.
Well said, Veronica. Well, listen, Veronica, thank you so much for being with us. And we'll be on again the first Wednesday of the next month, which will be June here, 2018. And so thank you for being with us, and we'll talk again.
Thank you. Thank you, Bobby. Thank you. Love you all. Thank you.
Love you, too. All right. Very good. All right. As I was saying about next week, it's going to be Jane Beloz Mitchell, well-known TV broadcaster and news reporter, will be talking about the saluting mothers for Mother's Day. We're going to talk about what's going on with women around the world. It kind of started here with Harvey Weinstein, the film producer, and it moved on to a lot of different things. President Trump, some women are really getting hard on Bill Clinton because of so many things he's done with women. And we know that they're athletes, producers, more and more women groups are rising, not just in this country, I know here in Los Angeles and all over California it's happening, but around this country and around the world. As I said earlier, in Europe and other places, small countries, women have computers, their iPads, their social media is big, and the women are getting the word that there's change is imminent. Change is something that they want. Women want more to be more respected by men and by this world and the way they live, the way they're treated, because so many countries, it's really bad. In some countries like the Middle East, it's very, very bad how women are treated. If they do the wrong thing, they're put in jail or prison. They're beaten, and some of them even have their heads cut off. Gay people are thrown off buildings and have their heads cut off. It's really bad in some countries around the world, not just the Middle East. So we're going to talk about all that and come up with some ideas and solutions and give ideas of what's starting to happen. There's a number of groups that are arising here in the United States. So we're going to talk about all that. So that's next week's show. Here are a couple of the phone number where you can hear this show on your phone at any time. The show will be on either tomorrow, which is Thursday, or Friday. If I didn't say the date, today, by the way, is Wednesday, May the 2nd, 2018. But on Thursday, we're going to be talking, or Friday, it'll be on the telephone archives and the online archives. And one of the main online archives is, to hear this show, Let's Create a Better World, Podbean. Pod is spelled P as in Paul, O as in Oscar, D as in dog. Bean as in the kind of bean you eat, B-E-A-N. So Let's Create a Better World, Podbean. The telephone number to call to hear the show on your phone, and you can hear the last five shows starting Thursday or Friday when this comes out. It'll be on button number one, the show you just heard right now. And very, very important, the show we had last week, a lot of people were excited because Luann Panessi was on talking about health. And I had some people listen to that show last night here where I'm at. I'm in Orange County at a special health gathering. And Luann Panessi is a longtime health advocate. She puts together what I consider the absolute best retreat in the world. It's in Texas, but people come from all over the world to join that. They pay money, and they had four different weeks. Some people stayed for 2 weeks, some for 4 weeks, some for 1 week. She talked about everything you could think of, from a new lifestyle, health, how to live better. She talked about clutter, how you get rid of clutter.
talked about hygiene, how all these things were important, how to live better and the way you eat better, the way you think better, because the world is changing in that essence also. So that's next week. That number to call for the telephone archives is 701-719-0994. Finally, here's my number. If you want to call me and ask any questions or talk about the shows, my number is 323-770-1925. And now, finishing up, let's thank all the people that have helped put this show together. First of all, Progressive Radio Network, the owner of the station, Gary Null, the director of PRN, Jesse, our engineer today, Alex, the crew here in, I have three crew members here in my area in California, but I have one in New York. Greg is in New York, just got out of the hospital. Good job, Greg. Lily is a new person. She's an associate producer. Thank you, Lily, for all the work you've been doing. And, of course, Stuart and Lydia are helping out all the time as well. So thank you all for being in the show. We're going to go out with our song, You Have the World, next week, Wednesday, 5 o'clock Eastern Time. Thank you.